Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Breaking up is hard to do. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, we're playing Neil Sedaka. Of course we play Neil Sedaka. We play them all here, as you know. There's a reason that we're playing that, and that is because Girl on an Altar by Marina Carr is currently wearing them at the Abbey since the 8th of July, but running until the 19th of August. And Eileen Walsh is with me. So, Eileen, good morning. I haven't met you before.
Good morning, Marty. It's lovely to meet you.
Nice to have you in, and I'd say you loved getting out of your bed this morning to come in and talk to
us. Well, listen, I have two daughters, Marty. I have a 17 and a 14-year-old, so actually, my day starts about 6.30 anyway.
Does it really?
Even when I'm away from them, I'm like an early riser.
Yeah, and they never leave home even when they do.
Yeah.
My phone is proof of that.
I was going to say that. I've already had two calls from my daughter this morning.
Don't worry,
I've had breakfast. It's like, I wasn't worried, but thanks.
Speaking of breakfast and all things to do with food, I know you're going to be working with Cillian Murphy shortly.
Yeah, that's right.
Get over the fact he was on an almond a day.
Oh, listen.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
How the heck?
He is nothing if not committed. He is 100% committed.
He's an
because when you see
case.
Him on Peaky Blinders,
yes.
he gets so buff for that.
Yes, he does.
You know,
and now suddenly he's
and then he's quite wizened.
Gone in, yes, like,
yes, and still incredibly beautiful.
Oh, but he's a beautiful man, isn't he?
Yes,
he is. I can say that.
I can say that
as
too.
A roaring heterosexual.
As a roaring heterosexual who's a friend, he's incredibly handsome.
He is incredibly handsome. Now listen, let's talk about you. This play, Marina Carr, who has written so many plays.
Yeah.
It's astonishing.
Yeah.
I counted them. 19.
She is prolific.
Isn't she just?
Yeah, I mean, amazing.
Now, Breaking Up Is Hard To Do is part of what we're talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Yeah.
So, can you pronounce the name of the part? Is it Clytemnestra?
Close. Clytemnestra.
No Eurovision for me then. how would you pronounce it?
So Clytemnestra.
Clytemnestra.
I think some people who are kind of more knowledgeable within it, sometimes they don't pronounce the T.
Oh.
So Clytemnestra or something like that. So
kind
it was
of
similar.
A local version
yes,
of the name.
Yes, yeah, but the Cork pronunciation is definitely Clytemnestra.
Right, but anyway, this is the role you play.
Mm.
So tell us about the play. Because people who don't know would say, Girl on an Altar, what the heck is this?
I cannot tell you how amazing this play is.
Okay.
Your choice
But then there's
track.
No point in interviewing or anything.
I know, right? So the end. Thanks for calling everybody.
It's lovely.
The choice of the Neil Sedaka track is so
yes.
beautiful because his voice is so honeyed
is,
and beautiful
yeah.
and
yeah.
yet delivering these lines about how breaking up is hard to do.
Yes.
So, similarly, you've got Clytemnestra and you've got Agamemnon and they had a daughter, Iphigenia.
Right.
Agamemnon sacrifices Iphigenia on the altar and that's the beginning of our show.
My lord.
Basically, he sacrifices the daughter to appease the army and get the wind to go to Troy. And then 10 years later, he returns home, this big hero, to claim his wife, Clytemnestra, back. She, however, has moved on with her life in her angry, vitriolic way.
Because clearly she was less than pleased with
yes.
what initially happened
yes,
10 years
prior. Yes, she carried the daughter from the
well,
altar dying,
yes.
right? So,
and did he have to do this?
He felt compelled to do it to appease the armies.
Okay.
He had to offer up this huge offering
right.
to show them what the soldier he was, what a warrior he was. So, in the original story, Agamemnon returns home and Clytemnestra kills him there and then.
Right.
Yeah. But in Marina's story,
have
because she's so utterly
you're...
brilliant,
yeah.
she allows him come into the house. And they adore each other.
Oh.
And it's like, can she forgive him?
Oh.
Or does retribution still have to happen? And there is an inevitable consequence, there is an inevitability about the whole thing, but there is also this love and passion and sexiness.
So I was just going to say, it's full of trauma. But
it's growling.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pain and pleasure, it's all that.
Yes, it's all that mixed in.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do for 2 hours? You know what I mean? Come and sit in the dark and do a bit of growling.
That must be physical. The physicality of this must be quite something.
Well, so Marina's work lends itself to such, like, it's so poetic and it takes over your body.
Yeah.
So you are You are talking to the gods. Do you know lovely Des Cave?
Yes,
Des Cave
is
one of the last original Abbey actors. And Des Cave said this incredible thing once, that when they were in training as Abbey actors, they were told, if ever you meet an actual Abbey actor walking along the top corridor of the Abbey, you must never make eye contact with them, because later tonight they will be in conversation with the gods.
Joking.
Yeah, right. And there's something so lovely about that, because we all now are so terrified about being, you know, seeming like we're up our own bottoms.
Yes.
Whereas actually it is about conversing with the gods. It is about that connection and going up the way. And Marina's language lends itself to that, you know.
That sounds like
so
an amazing
physically,
role to play.
Yeah, it really is. And then having such incredible actors like David Walmsley opposite, that together we kind of have this... There's fire happening. You know?
You suggested that we play "Boundless Love" by John Prine.
Oh my god!
This is your fault, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. I use two tracks to warm up with each night, and this is one of them before the show.
Yeah. Well, let's see if this warms you this morning.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning to a garbage truck. Looks like this old horseshoe's done run out of luck. If I came home, or would you let me in? Fry me some pork chops and forgive my sin. Surround me with your boundless love. Confound me with your boundless love. I was drowning in a sea, lost as I could be, when you found me with your boundless love. Sometimes my old heart, it's like a washing machine. It bounces around till my soul comes clean. And when I'm clean and hung out to dry, I'm gonna make you laugh until you cry. Surround me with your boundless love. Confound me with your boundless love. I was drowning in a sea, lost as I could be, when you found me with your boundless love. Chance I should find myself at risk of falling from this jagged cliff. I look below and I look above. I'm surrounded by your boundless love. Surround me with your boundless love. I was drowning in a sea, lost as I could be, when you found me with your boundless love. You dumbfound me with your boundless love. You surround me with your boundless love.
There it is, Boundless Love, Mr. John Prine, playing for Eileen Walsh, who's with me this morning, playing the part of...
Clytemnestra.
You forgot the name. And I make that point because we had a message in this morning. Mary Newman says she went to the Abbey on Saturday to see Girl on an Altar. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And Eileen Walsh is a powerhouse.
Oh.
Did I tell you that? You're a powerhouse.
Wow.
The most stirring performances I've seen in years.
Isn't that lovely?
Mary Newman says, isn't that like, no matter how well or how well you hope you're doing your part, playing your part, to get that is always vitally important, isn't it? It's lovely.
Yeah.
Where
I
someone
mean,
says, the accolade is nice. People say, yeah. Oh, don't be affected by it. It's nice
it
to
is.
Hear the
well,
good
so
stuff.
The difference between film and theatre, or telly and theatre,
yeah.
is that it's that you crave that interaction with people going, I liked that, I
yes.
didn't like that, I got that, I didn't get that, whatever.
Yeah.
Because it can change then nightly. But it's the need and the urge to reach out and connect.
That's
to
right.
To tell this story.
But it's also not to be afraid of someone says,
yeah, because don't get, you know, I go and see things and I don't like certain things,
yes.
but, you know, I appreciate the work and the effort that goes into it.
Yeah.
As long as there's a communal respect given, you know what I mean? Not just to come in and trash work or
people. Yeah.
But other than that, I love hearing, you know, when people have considered opinions around
that. Exactly, exactly.
Know?
And knowing that you can ignore some of them.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer Powerhouse, obviously.
Well,
Let's go with that.
with you on the Powerhouse. Costume-wise for this,
yeah.
How is it? Is it current or not? Or
so set wise, it's very bare.
Right.
You have got one double bed. That's it.
One double bed.
Yeah, because everything's kind
powerhouse
of
powerhouse in a whole
sex
new light
and
now.
Death and yeah. life and birth and everything.
Okay.
So you just have a bed.
Right.
And then costume wise, it feels modern, but it's given like a nod to a Grecian.
Okay.
So my dress is quite Grecian.
Right.
However, the boys are very much in flak jackets and,
right.
you know.
And there's probably an urn in the corner or something.
There isn't an urn to be seen.
Not an urn. That's, that seems to
no,
me a
I'm
little
so
minimalist.
Sorry, everybody.
I'm just throwing it out there. One urn would have been nice. Just to anyway, it is it's Girl on an Altar by Marina Carr, and it's running till the 19th of August at the Abbey. But you said it to me when you came in, and it's wonderful to hear in the summertime. You're doing big business.
Oh, I mean, I can't tell. Listen, normally, right, traditionally, your first night after press, it's quite soul-destroying because you've just had a big whammy of an opening and, you know, everybody hanging around and standing and la, la, la. The next night is always a downhill, you know, half full and you're waiting for reviews to come out and blah, blah, blah. Mondays are always really quiet and blah, blah, blah. This show has been selling, 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 selling. I'm so grateful and so appreciative of Bums on Seats.
Isn't that wonderful?
People are coming and loving it, and like nothing gets your heart racing more.
Isn't that terrific?
Then you're about to go on stage and you can hear the buzz, 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 and then the lights go down.
Oh, that's
you know,
fantastic.
It's beautiful. We're very grateful.
You love it, don't you?
I love
it. You really do love it.
I mean, I love film, I love TV, I love radio, but nothing goes off like a little alarm in me that says, you got to go back and do a play.
Yeah, you're on, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of, when we mentioned the almond-eating star earlier on, Mr. Cillian Murphy, you're working with him.
So. Yeah, so we did a film earlier this year together that is a kind of a passion project of Cillian himself. And it is the Claire Keegan novel called Small Things Like These. And Kill and I play husband and wife in it. It's a beautiful story. Obviously,
yes.
Claire is, again, another national treasure of our female writing,
sure.
or any sex writing. She created such a beautiful story, and Enda Walsh did the adaptation.
Wonderful.
So Enda, of course, wrote Disco Pigs 45 million years ago that Kill and I both did. So it's just a lovely arc for our friendship, for our story, that we now get to play husband and wife.
Well, that's right. And filmed here.
Yes, it was filmed down in New Ross.
Ah, for heaven's
which
sake.
Is where the story is set.
Yes,
so
yeah.
we got given gold for free.
And is this a film or TV film?
It's
or
film.
Film.
Yeah.
Look at you, film.
Yeah. If I had longer hair, I'd swish it over my shoulder.
But you can still do it with the bob, the job. That's fantastic. Is there a danger that he will start eating again? I hope so.
I think he has started eating. He's
that's
looking.
Very good
he's
news.
Looking well. He was in to see the show last night.
Yes.
So.
Oh, was he? Oh, that's lovely. And he was at the Oppenheimer. probably yes. the other day as well.
Yes.
I didn't see him, but I'm sure he's looking terrific.
Yes.
And a frighteningly handsome man.
He is. Yeah.
And acting with somebody like that.
I mean, his wife is also incredibly gorgeous.
Oh, yes, I'm sure she is. But yes, get that in just in case. Because you're a powerhouse. The thing about this is, and I think it's important, is the dynamic between the two of you. Mm. Because you've acted together on a number of occasions.
Yeah. But you see, Marty,
yes?
We're also playing a couple that are married 20-something years.
Right.
And you know, yes. There's a certain level of dislike with your partner for that length of time.
I'd well. Have to disagree with you entirely on that one.
I'm sure your wife is delighted
with
you.
She is a terrific woman. Yeah.
There's that knowledge and friendship, and then when you kind of go beyond it, that you kind of stop. You still love each other, but you kind of take each other for granted.
Yes.
And so I think Kill and I have that in spades, like in a really good way,
I understand.
You're not trying to make chemistry. You kind of go, we have that. We love each other.
And when will we see that?
I don't know. It's all in post-production now.
Because these things can take a couple of years.
Yeah, no, I think they'll be aiming to try and get it out by the end of the year. Hopefully.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful, and I've seen a very rough cut of it, and it's already something that's going to be special.
And how long did you spend on the film? Because it's so different to the stage, isn't it? It's such a whole different vibe.
Yeah.
And yet I know you love the stage.
Yeah, totally. But I think because Kill and I also had done so much, you know, theatre together and touring, and that we appreciate the work, the minutes that you get to film something.
Yes.
So that took 5-6 weeks, I think.
It's tiny.
It's tight. Yeah. But you know, film's expensive.
Yes, it is. But it's a whole different discipline.
Yeah.
And people often say, you know, there's money to be made in film.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Yeah.
You know.
But you know what's great is making something with love. Often it's very stressful. People are kind of pushing to get things under budget, and it's the same with theatre as well.
Sure.
Like they're trying to get the most work out of you as quickly as possible, and both. Annabelle Common, who directed Girl on an Altar, and Tim Mylance, who directed Small Things Like These, approach the work with love and with, and then you're desperate to give them everything they need.
Yeah, it's wonderful to hear, but you're not always going to get that.
No, but you appreciate it when it comes along.
I bet you do, because you get some right Haridians who come in there.
Well, Stanley Townsend came to see Girl on an Altar on our very first preview in London, right?
Yes.
And I remember coming out going, what are you doing here? It's our first preview where everything goes wrong. And Stanley and his beautiful wife, they just said, you know, it's the only night we could make it. We wanted to be here. And Stanley held my hand and looked into my eyes and said, these projects are rare.
Oh, sure.
Grab them with both hands.
Isn't that lovely?
I know.
And a little birdie tells me that you have a child that wants to be an actress as well.
I know. Listen, my 17-year-old Tippi is doing 2 weeks at the Lear in their summer course at the moment.
There you
and she's
are.
Loving her life. No matter how much I go, how about plastering? Would you like to be a plasterer?
And does money in plastering.
Yeah, I know.
Consistent
so,
money.
I'm trying my best to do what my mother did to
but
me
she,
and go, maybe think about teaching.
But she sees what Mammy Eileen does and she's happy with what you do.
Yeah.
And she sees,
and she's really
and she
good,
sees what you,
you know?
Like about what you do.
That's
There's
it.
No answer to it. Listen, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Marty. It's lovely to meet you.
It's nice to meet you at last. Girl on an Altar by Marina Carr. It's at the Abbey. It's running till the 19th of August. And we'll have to get in and see you because you're a powerhouse.
Yes,
and
Marty,
now you
that's
know it's
great to finish.